I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Life in Russia can be hard. The climate's punishing, healthcare isn't the best, and corruption is pervasive. Ethnic minorities in Russia face all of these problems and more. Children born of Russian and African parents have an especially difficult time. That's despite the fact that Africans have been going to Russia for years as part of international student exchange programs. Jessica Gallagher tells us about a charity in Moscow for mixed-race Russians.
Some 20 children are gathered in the middle of Moscow. The scene is pretty typical. There's lots of noise, running around, dirty hands and faces. One thing you notice immediately is that all of the little ones have brown skin, and the adults don't, including their mothers.
I have a son. We came to this charity when he was five so we could meet with people like him, because I've had problems with them.
And by problems, Olga means that her 14-year-old son has an African father. She prefers not to use her last name. Olga says her son was in a prestigious ballet school until the fifth grade. All of a sudden, the school decided not to let him into the sixth grade. He was a good student, she says, a good dancer. It was incredibly stressful. So why wouldn't another school take him? According to Olga, that's easy to answer.
One of the directors of the school said that he would take a look at my son to see if he was black or white. Is his father African? I said, yes, he's African. And are you the mother? I said, yes, I'm the mother. Well, I'll take a look at him to see how chocolate he is. He said it just like that.
It took Olga 100 days to find her dark-skinned son a place to learn. Marina Volkova says Olga's story is sadly part of the status quo.
Of course there's racism here. Everyone says there isn't, but there is. Russians only like Russians. Why? Because our borders were closed for so long. Russians got used to living only with themselves. And there are a lot of skinheads in Russia, so I'm afraid for my own son.
Volkova's teenage son has an African father. She says she was so worried about the safety of her son and other dark-skinned children that she asked for help.
We asked the Orthodox Church for help, but they refused. They said, these are not our children.
So she searched further and finally found the so-called Menace program here in Moscow. The organization finds places for children of color and their mothers to gather several times a week in a safe environment. The program is sponsored in part by the Moscow Protestant Chaplaincy. That's an organization of churches based outside of Russia. Alicia Allen works for the program.
Our program is designed to give the children a sense of a community. We bring them together and they can interact with each other and they all know what they're going through.
Even so, Allen says that a lot of the times some of the children have been so abused and bullied by other kids that they don't even show up to the program at all.
Some of the children don't come because a lot of them are very shy. And even interacting with other children who look the same as them and who are facing the same problems, they find that difficult. So often the mothers will just come.
17-year-old Fatima Udayevna says it took her a long time to join the program. She was also afraid.
It was even more difficult when you would ride on public transportation and they would see a black person. They would start pointing at them. Look, a black person.
But Udayevna says through help from the program, she's really found herself and she's comfortable in her own skin. As for the future, the self-assured teenager says she's got big dreams, but not here in Russia.
You know, I have great plans for my future. In my first 17 years, I have accomplished a lot. I'm a novice singer.
No more champagne in the fireworks of fruit.
I play two instruments, the violin and the piano. I also work as a model and dance. My life is bright, and in the future, I hope to move to Europe and be successful there if possible.
Meta's program volunteer, Marina Volkova, says she's really happy that Udayevna has the whole world in front of her. But Volkova laments that she thinks the situation in Russia will never change.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Maybe I'll...
For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
All the world, every neighbor is a friend.